Hello, this is Matthew Jeske with KeysToAZ.com. That's KeysToAZ.com. And today I have a rather exciting treat for you. I brought in Cooper McGeorge. We actually had a workshop and recorded everything on the benefits of owning a home when it comes to tax time. Actually, we're going to break this apart into a four-part podcast series. The first part goes over home ownership, itemized deductions that you can take. The second part goes over business use of home. The third part is over perhaps you have a roommate or you rent your house out for part of the year or all year even. We talk about rental properties. And the last piece is on selling your home and the tax benefits associated with each of those scenarios. So this first part, which we'll come to in a second here, is home ownership itemized deductions. Now, this is going to be a bit intense, to say at the least. There's a lot of accounting talk and tax law that Cooper goes over. So I actually highly encourage you right now to get out a pen and paper, unless you're driving, of course, and listening to this. And you're going to write down Cooper's number. That's Cooper McGeorge. His phone number is 520-610-2454. Now, if you have any questions, write those in your notebook as you listen, and or just pick up the phone and call Cooper. Part of the reason I brought him in is because he is amazing at getting back and answering small questions for all of my clients and myself personally. He's one of the top people I've found. He's a really great business owner and just does a really great job helping everybody out. So don't be shy. Give Cooper a call and let's get started here.
I'm Matthew Jeske with Tierra Antigua Realty. I'm a realtor. And I have Cooper McGeorge here today with McGeorge Accounting to discuss some tax benefits to owning a home. And we also have Ian Brannon across the table. He's a loan officer with Nova Home Loans to pike up and speak about home loans if anything comes up, because there's a lot of benefits with mortgages and taxes. Go ahead.
All right. So the homeowner's tax landscape, this is a very brief and topical overview for homeowners, whether they're new, they're thinking about buying a second home, and renting out their first home, whether they're looking to use their house for business uses or just the process of selling their home. This is all the tax stuff that they're just going to want to look out for from a general perspective. First, it's good to understand how the itemized deductions interact with the standard deduction.
Okay.
The standard deduction, for instance, for single in 2013 is $6,100, and married, filing, joint can be roughly $12,400.
So that's the amount anybody can take off their taxable income.
Yes, you're gonna,
if they do not itemize.
You're gonna get that no matter what.
So
exactly.
Oh, even if they itemize, or
well, no. If you itemize, you don't get it. But it's
okay.
If you're still gonna get the, if you're married, for instance, you get the $12,400. Okay.
Okay.
So
it's $6,200 per individual.
Roughly, yes.
Okay, and that's an amount. If you make $100,000 in a year, you could subtract $6,200 for yourself. $6,200 for your wife. Give or take, they got to call you for specifics,
yes,
an accountant.
Yes.
But,
so I'm sorry, for 2013, it's $12,200. So.
Okay.
Okay. However, when you start to itemize, let's say we have the $6,100 standard deduction, and you're a single individual and you buy a house and you have itemized deductions that are related to that house for $10,000. And that's all you have as far as itemized deductions.
So
that's only going to be a $3,900 benefit, okay?
Oh.
Because we already had that $6,100 standard deduction, mm-hmm. and now that our itemized, we're taking our itemized deductions in lieu of the standard deduction that we would have had.
Okay, so
I just wanted to get that.
It's the itemization of things associated that you can mm-hmm. deduct from your taxes when buying a home versus the standard deduction, and you want to take the bigger of the two.
Yes.
So there's some things that are allowable to itemize, and I'm sure aren't allowable mm-hmm. when you buy a home. What might some of those be?
So the
I'm kind of leading into where you're going already, I suppose.
So all the itemized deductions are going to be reported on Schedule A. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The lender, when you purchase a home, the lender is going to issue you a 1098 INT or mortgage interest statement. That's going to have home mortgage interest on it. Okay, that's going to be what the tax professionals like to call the driver of itemized deductions. Okay. That is, you can take interest on up to $1 million in home acquisition debt. So you go get a loan for your main home for mm-hmm. up to $1 million loan. You can take the interest you pay on that. Okay.
If it was over $1 million, you hit the lottery and
you
would
have to prorate
a mega mansion.
You'd have to prorate the interest that you claim on your tax return.
Okay.
But the IRS also allows you to take up to $100,000 of home equity credit or a home equity line, and you can do you can take up to $100,000 in home equity debt and subtract the interest you pay on that loan each year as well. Okay.
Oh, so a
it's
home
really,
equity line of credit is deductible interest as well. Oh,
so really it's $1.1 million combined.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, and I received the slew of questions that you sent me prior to the podcast here. And, I just wanted to address one of the questions right now is, can you write off property taxes was one of the questions,
mm-hmm.
and that's absolutely, you can write off property taxes. It's deductible on as many homes as you own.
So how do you when you go to do your taxes, a person comes to you with their property tax statement and hands you that, or do they need a receipt from the county?
A lot of times property taxes are going to be listed on the 1098 mortgage interest statement. I know some of them listed on the back of the statement, some of them listed on one of the boxes on the front.
Okay.
Some people bring in the property tax statement. They actually split it up between 2 years. So they'll straddle the calendar year. So what I usually end up doing is going online, and clients can do this too, to equip
mm-hmm.
their tax preparers with what they paid, or to look up what they paid for themselves. You go onto the Pima County Treasurer website,
mm-hmm.
type in your parcel code, and you'll go and you can look at the property taxes that you pay per year.
Okay.
If you don't know your parcel code, you can find your valuation statement.
You can call your realtor or
Pima,
your accountant.
Yeah,
you know,
go to your Pima
Cooper here.
Yeah, go to
yeah.
Pima County Assessor website, and you can actually look yourself up by name.
I'll put a link for that below the podcast as well.
Yeah, and I also wanted to actually throw a little extra in for folks that live in Arizona. I get a lot of people that come in, and this is regarding property taxes, that forget their property taxes on their vehicles. I wanted to say that if you go to servicearizona.com, go to the vehicle recap section, you actually pull up all the taxes that you, the vehicle taxes that you pay. So that's
mm-hmm.
another little extra
those
bonus.
As well.
Yeah, you can deduct that as
oh,
well.
Oh, nice.
So,
okay. So right now we can deduct mortgage interest on loans up to $1 million. With another $100,000 in home equity line of
yep.
credit, that's good
and,
news.
And real estate taxes. So
and
those are going to be a couple of the more obvious.
Is that a direct
deductions?
One for one, you subtract the interest you pay from your. I guess they can call you
it,
and ask
it,
that.
Yes.
It probably
it,
changes.
It reduces the income.
Reduces your taxable income. Yeah.
Yeah. Once your itemized deductions grow, get larger than your standard deduction.
Uh-huh.
Then you start to reduce your income dollar for dollar.
Okay.
So a couple of the not so obvious deductions on as far as owning a home or purchasing a home and afterwards. Usually if you put less than 20% down, you're going to have either you're going to need some mortgage insurance to supplement that, right? So there's private mortgage insurance, which in contracts post 2006, I hope that's right. It's which is this provision is actually set to expire. The premiums that you pay for private mortgage insurance, those are deductible. And they will typically be shown on that 1098 mortgage interest. If okay. not, the rule of thumb is I ask my clients if they put 20% down on their loan. If they didn't, we go look to see how much they've been paying in mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. That is deductible as long as your income is under $100,000. And it starts to phase out after you make more than $100,000, and that's and it completely phases out once you make $109,000. Okay.
This stuff, there's a lot of little facets to it.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's very the IRS likes to make it beneficial for some folks who have lower income. If you're in the higher income,
it's fair.
You know, a lot of these things get phased out, and there's thresholds for all these. The next benefit when you purchase a home that doesn't, you know, that won't actually smack in the face, if you will, is the points that you pay at closing.
Okay.
And origination charges.
Buy your interest rate down, right?
That's
okay.
And I usually will see the points paid the origination charges on anybody's settlement statement, right? Mm-hmm. So the HUD one will come. I'll usually ask for the HUD one, mm-hmm. and we'll go try to find what we can deduct. And really, the points paid or origination charges is just prepaid interest. Mm-hmm. The rule is it's in order to deduct them, it needs to be computed on a percentage of the loan. So that's one of the rules there, and it needs to clearly be broken out in the HUD-1 statement or the settlement statement, and it's typically in the 800 numbers, and you know that better than me. As far as points that you pay or origination charges, you pay on a refinance.
Mm-hmm.
Those are deductible over the life of the loan. Okay, so if you do a 15-year loan, the points on the refinance, you have to divvy that up by 15 years. Unless you take the proceeds from the refinance,
mm-hmm.
improve your property. So it would be, an add-on on your property, another room on your property. In the year that you pay for that add-on, you can deduct those points fully pro rata based on
okay.
the total loan. Okay. So there's a lot of little deductions.
There definitely is. So if somebody refinances, they definitely need to tell you about that as an accountant, and bring their HUD 1 statement for the closing or the
anybody. I always ask.
Is there a HUD 1 in the in a refinance?
Yes.
I don't handle refinance.
Absolutely.
Okay. Or,
So, and that brings us to the second question, which we've gone over a lot of this here, is which closing costs are deductible. And just to recap, this is all stuff you find on the HUD one, and that's why you want to bring it into your tax preparer.
Okay.
Is the mortgage interest charges, and typically that'll show in the form of daily mortgage interest is what'll show up on the HUD one. Real estate taxes paid by the party that is that owns the property that was incurred while they were owning the property. Prepaid mortgage insurance premiums. Those need to be allocated ratably over 7 years. However, if they're paid to the Department of the Veteran Affairs or the Rural Housing Services, they're completely deductible up front. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then obviously what we touched on before is the points and the origination charges.
Okay.
So those are the four things that we're going to want to bring in or we're going to want to look for on the HUD one that are deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot to go over. Oh,
good thing we have it recorded.
Yeah. You might have to play that back, but just to recap really quick, you can deduct mortgage interest up to $1 million. You can... Is that a part of your itemization?
Yes. All of this is a part of... on your Schedule A, okay. And they're all itemized deductions.
So if your mortgage interest is less than $6,200, your standard deduction, you're probably not going to want to write it off, right?
You're going to take the larger of the standard deduction or the itemized deduction for the benefit of your... there's a couple cases, rare cases, that you take the standard deduction. The gist of it really is, if you purchase a home for the first time and you have a mortgage outstanding, there's a lot of goodies in that process that can be written off on your Schedule A. So it really is the driver to deduct itemize your deductions and get that Schedule A over the standard deduction.
Then you can write off private mortgage insurance, but it may be spread out over a number of years, depending on where you got it from.
That was a prepaid mortgage.
The prepaid is when you close. Yeah.
On the home. But the private mortgage insurance is as you're going on and paying it month by month. As long as your income's under $100,000, you can take that deduction. If it's just slightly over, it'll be prorated out. So
how does anybody get a hold of you?
I can be found online at mcgeorgeaccounting.com, or if you Google my name, Cooper McGeorge, you find me there. Telephone number is 520-610-2454.
And of course, anybody that is looking for a home loan or to refinance, how do people get a hold of you, Ian?
They can call me direct on my office line, 520-577-4761. And on evenings and weekends, because sometimes people are looking at homes at that time, on my cell, 520-837-9949.
And if you're looking to buy or sell your home, you can get a hold of me, Matthew Jeske, here at 520-344-3481.
All right, you've finished section one of a four-part series on tax benefits for homeowners. If you have any concerns or you want to learn more about home ownership itemized deductions, which we covered in this previous podcast, go ahead and visit keys2az.com/podcast6. That's the number 6. So it's keystoaz.com/podcast6, the number 6.